I think Anakin, like, when they cast Hayden Christensen, that was a terrible choice to cast, like, pre-Darth Vader. Because he's too hot, you know what I mean? Like, when I see him walking, if you saw that guy walking down the street with a hood on and, like, red eyes, you wouldn't be afraid. You'd just be like, sir, are you lost? The Hot Topic's back over there. What are you doing? All right. thanks for listening to me.
Luke Soyan. He's a Sacramento favorite.
Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned four specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they'll now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience in a show called Stab.
Woo! All right, welcome to Stab. Hey, everyone, thanks for coming to Stab. It's happening right now. Are you guys ready to meet your contestants for Stab? Wonderful. That wasn't rhetorical. Please welcome to stage first, Mr. Bill Wallace. Bill Wallace, here in seat number one. And right in the middle, Jacqueline Wyand. Jacqueline Wyand. And last but not least, last but very least, Jesse Jones. Jesse Jones here. Right. Are you guys ready to play Stab? Okay, good. We have a lot of intro music. Welcome to Stab. Bill Wallace is here. Bill, thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me. Bill.
I don't know if you guys knew this. Bill is okay at hyperbole. I don't know if you knew that.
I didn't.
Throw right at it. Not bad. Do you have a Twitter?
Oh, yeah. It's,
we should talk about that.
My Twitter is at Will Ballas.
Will Ballas.
Yeah, and I rarely tweet ever, so if you like to follow people that only do at midnight tweets, that's okay. It's all me, man.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Will. Let's hear for Will Ballas. Bill Wallace. On. Jacqueline Wyon, you're going to be sharing microphones tonight.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
So I apologize.
No worries.
It's nothing against you. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Wonderful. I don't know if you knew this about yourself. You. You're pregnant right now. I don't know if you knew that. I was praying earlier.
Oh. Well, thanks for letting me know.
Yeah, just so you may want to take, it's not too late to take advantage of what to expect when it's expecting book. Okay, Jacqueline, you have what's your thing? What's your deal?
My Twitter?
Yeah.
At Jacqueline Wyand.
At Jacqueline Wyand. Easy, simple. Thank you very much. Congratulations, by the way. That baby. That's going to come out. Jesse Jones.
Yes.
Thank you for being here, Jesse. This is your 34th appearance.
42nd. I don't know.
42nd something. Appearance. We've done this show a lot, and we've never had more than seven people, so this is pretty exciting in the crowd. Jesse Jones, you are also pregnant.
Ooh.
I don't know if you knew that, you guys, and you guys are having twins. So.
That's really fraternal.
That's. Are you guys ready to play Stab?
Sure.
Let's play Stab. This first segment is called This Was Today Once. We take things that happened today and have you guys tell us how you celebrated them. We're going to go ahead and start with Bill Wallace. Bill, on this date, 1579, Sir Francis Drake claims a land he calls Nova Albion. Which is modern California. He claimed it for England. Also, on this very date, 1898, Harry Patch, that's his name, English soldier and firefighter, was born. He died in 2009 at the age of 111 years old and 38 days, and was at one time the oldest man in Europe. So how did you celebrate these aforementioned events in tandem?
Well, I celebrated the anniversary of Sir Francis Drake claiming the land that is now California in the name of England, as I do every year, John.
All right. Wonderful.
By reading the letter that Sir Francis Drake wrote to his son back in England that very day, so many years ago. It goes like this.
Wait.
Started from the bottom, now we here in Nova Albion. And I must say, this land is the best I ever had. I'll take care of it. Hell yeah, fucking right, I'll take care of it. You know the motto, son. All me. Forever. I smell pound cake. Anyway, I've been up all night. Lord knows if I don't get some sleep, I'll be on my worst behavior tomorrow. A last word of advice, my son. Know yourself and own it. Believe me, it's better that way. I love you, son. Make me proud, featuring Nicki Minaj. And then I shaved my hairy patch and got on with the day.
Okay, wonderful. Very good, Bill. Thank you, JoJo. Jacqueline Wyand. I've noticed the few times you've been on the show, when I say your name, I say Jacqueline. There's like a thing, so I wanted to apologize for that in front of you, in front of people. Jacqueline, on this day, 1971, President Richard Nixon declares the U.S. war on drugs. Today is also Father's Day in El Salvador and Guatemala. How did you celebrate?
With pure uncut Guatemalan dads.
Okay. Thank you very much. Jesse Jones, bring us home on the first of five segments that we're doing tonight. Jesse Jones, on this date, 1987, the death of the last individual of the species, the dusky seaside sparrow, becomes extinct. Ugh. On that very same day, 1987, Kendrick Lamar, hip-hop recording artist, was born. How about that, huh?
Well, I'm actually quite aware of this coincidence of Kendrick Lamar's birth just so happening to coincide with the extinction of the dusky seaside sparrow. But it's not at all coincidental as you imagine it to be. It's just another example of direct same-day reincarnation, which I've been chronicling for years in the prestigious Journal of Scientific-ish Things that you can't disprove, so there.
Okay.
It's plain to see the continuing work of the dusky seaside sparrow in Lamar's work, if you just make up the connections. For example, it's widely known that, much like Kendrick, early recordings of the dusky seaside sparrow's distinctive song circulated throughout the marshes of Florida's Atlantic coast before being picked up by such big-name ornithological acts as spot-billed duck, white-tailed eagle, and the great horned owl. They were all big fans. Mirroring very much Kendrick's. But this isn't the only example of obvious, direct, same-day reincarnation. For example, just yesterday was the birthday of James Helwig, also known in the professional wrestling world as the Ultimate Warrior, and who just happened to die the exact same day. Wait, what?
That's not true.
Let's roll that back. And just so happened to be born the exact same day as George Reeves, the original motion picture Superman himself, died. Oh, that's not how that sentence was written at all. It was much clearer. And you sort of need to know what I'm talking about to understand what I'm talking about. Okay, so the Ultimate Warrior was born.
Yes.
On June 16th. 19-something. Why didn't I include that? Oh, this is just a travesty. He was born the exact same day that George Reeves died. So, clearly, George Reeves was reincarnated into the Ultimate Warrior. That's the point. And how about the fact that legendary baseball player Lou Gehrig just so happened to die in 1941, the very same day that Charlie Watts, drummer of the Rolling Stones, was born, June 2nd. Coincidence?
Maybe.
Maybe. And my final, most glaring proof has to be John Goodman, American actor of stage and screen, born June 20th, 1952, the very same day that Italian race car driver Luigi Fagioli had just happened to die. Their career paths are identical, is what I'm saying. Luigi Fagioli continued on through John Goodman, his unfinished racing work. You know what? So you see, there's clearly no coincidence to any of this. And I'm almost certain that I'll someday discover that I share my birthday with an extinct species of some sort, or some horrific tragedy, or one of the supermen that died. You probably did too. And you. And you. Probably not you, though.
That was This Was Today Once.
Yes.
This is still Stab. This next segment is called... You guys done? You guys done? You guys? Sorry. It's Father's Day weekend. I'm feeling very... This next segment's called Reorganization. It's a fan favorite. Am I right, fans? No, it's fine. Don't do that. Please take this existing acronym and reimagine it. One, what does it now stand for? Two, who or what does it now represent? Today's acronym is LMNOP.
I made it. I made it stand for listen, motherfucker, no old parrots. Okay. And this one has a bit of a story behind it. I once went into a pet store to buy food for my girlfriend at the time's chinchilla. After I spent about an hour walking around a smelly pet store alone and too ashamed to ask for assistance in finding food for this glorified rat of celebrity coats, I found what I was looking for and made a beeline for the register. However, before I got there, I was stopped in my tracks by a middle-aged man in a shirt much too small for his body, yelling at a pimple-faced teen behind a counter labeled customer service. The man was sweating and grunting and clearly upset, and at this point I absolutely had to figure out why. I walked down the aisle in their direction, making sure not to make eye contact with either of them. The exchange I heard between these two was one of pure poetry, and it went like this. What do you mean you won't take him? I can't take care of him anymore. No old parrots. He's not that old. He's only 45. They live to be... I know how old they live to be, sir. No old parrots.
Parrots.
Parrots, not parents.
Okay.
Not mom and dad. Birds.
Okay.
I can't bring it home. My wife hates it. What do I gotta do, man? Listen, motherfucker, no old parrots. To LMNOP, thanks.
Very good. Very good, Bill. Jacqueline Wyand, please make sure that's on this. Okay, you did it. Okay, good. LMNOP, what does it mean to you?
Well, this acronym is extremely helpful because it's shorthand for a phrase that I exhaust on a near daily basis. And I could tell you what it means, but I'd rather perform a monologue that I've written.
Very good.
Based on this phrase. Okay. Hey there, pleased to meet you. I'm Jacqueline Wyand. No, not Jacqueline Wyand. Jacqueline Wyand. No, not Jackie Wyland. Jacqueline Wyand. No, not Jocelyn Wheeland. Jocelyn Wyand. No, you're thinking of the girl from Twin Peaks. I'm Jacqueline Wyand. Thank you, though. No, not Jamie Fernandez. Jacqueline Wyand. Oh, my God. Just learn my name, okay? Please. LMNOP. Thank you.
Wait.
Learn my name.
Okay. Learn my name. Okay, please. Okay, sorry. I was like... Sorry. Very good. That was a good one, too. Jesse Jones, bring us home on the 2nd and 5th. Five categories, please.
Well, in response to the recent militant feminist propaganda campaign, Free the Nipple, the leaders of the nation's men's rights organizations have launched a counter-demonstration and march, the LMNOP, or Luscious Man Nipples Openly Paraded. Mm. This movement, a celebration of the majestic superfluidity of the male nipple, brings awareness to the fact that men can go topless wherever they damn well please at almost any time they want, weather permitting.
Even then.
The decorative male chest markers, which, as far as most science can tell, serve no real purpose, are being exalted by men's rights activists as proof of man's higher evolved status than women. With one leader saying, I mean, just look at theirs. Create natural life-sustaining nutrients to feed its young? Like some kind of goddamn animal. Elemental P.
That was Reorganization. This is still Stab. This next segment is called Topical Haiku Challenge. Topical Haiku Challenge, what we do is we take something that's topical and then write haikus about it. Haiku about it. So let's play it. It's fine. It's accurate. It's not racist. Please, all have written three haiku in regards to the next story. A shocking new study from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration suggests that teenagers across America are putting down the booze. Why is that? One at a time.
Okay. All of mine have like a different voice and or character attached to them.
As long as they're okay. Not, you know.
Racist?
Yeah.
All right. This first one's a redneck. Kids be drinking less. Kids be drinking less. Maybe they don't like the taste. Make it taste better.
Very good. 575. Very good. Jacqueline.
Well, fuck. That's just great. How do I get teenagers to chill with me now?
First one's titled Great Taste, Less Building. Come on, 12-year-olds. Put down the fucking Minecraft and grab a craft beer.
Okay, next one.
This next one is like a stoner.
Okay.
Kids these days are smart. Who needs booze when you have weed? Anyone have weed?
Very good, Bill.
It's not obvious. My dad's favorite things are lame. Crocs and alcohol.
Second one is titled She Waits in the Corner.
Right.
Life, so full of hope. Soon enough, you'll meet my friend, alcoholism.
Oh. Bill Wallace, third of three, please.
This last one is an Asian doctor. Maybe kids are dead. Hard to drink when you are dead. Check kids for pulses.
Right.
You're never too young to be over whiskey dick. Okay, maybe 12.
And finally, this one's titled Millennial Paradox. Teen drinking is down. Teen butt sex is on the rise. How are both those true?
That was write an angry poem about it. Yeah, why not? Just it's not even a disclaimer. Everyone was given these prompts less than 24 hours ago. See, you're doing pretty good, guys. This next segment is called, we're gonna follow in poem theme. Write an angry poem about it. Bill Wallace. You're supposed to have written a poem about a chill walrus. Jacqueline Wyan. You were supposed to have written a poem about spackling violins. Jesse Jones. You were to have written a poem about messy thrones.
I just this very second got what you did there.
Bill Wallace. Chill Walrus. Jacqueline Wallace back in the back. That was a total accident. I don't even know what you're talking about. Bill Wallace, the Chill Walrus. Let's hear an angry poem about a Chill Walrus. Bill Wallace.
All right. Hey there, Mr. Chill Walrus. You know, you could still call us every once in a while. But no, that's not you anymore, is it? Ever since you got to the zoo, I've been blue. But times change, Mr. Walrus, and so do colors. My sad blue has transformed over the years of silence into a red-hot rage. Rage that you'd rather be in a cage. Rage that we have a baby out here in a big blue ocean growing up green with envy of the other walrus kids who still have a daddy. He's feeling sad, see? Why don't you care over there with your slick back hair? Walruses can't afford combs. I'm alone out here. You know how hard it is for little Jerome? No, you don't, do you? You just kick back and smoke seaweed and cry boo-hoo, and I'm done. I'm done pretending that you're coming back. I'm done lying to myself about being on track. I'm done, doggone it, done. No more fun and games. I don't need a lame, I need a man. A man with thick skin and tusks and a taste for herring. I'm moving on, and the worst part is you won't even know. You won't even read this because you're too busy being all of the things you believe you need to be. While I'll be alone, just me, in the sea, and never more will you see me.
Very good. Oh, I pictured that animated the whole time. I don't know why I pictured it animated. It's just, that's Jacqueline Wyand, Spacklin Violins.
Spacklin Violins.
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
I was drunk.
You were intended to fill the air with melodies. Your selfishness has left you sad and alone. Ignoring your purpose is the worst infidelity. DIY house projects filling your home. You make me fucking sick. Don't act like you don't know that you're just an abstract concept pulled out of John's ass 20 hours before this show.
Passive aggressive? You're right. Sorry. Totally. Jesse Jones, Mess of Thrones.
See, I overthought it.
You?
And thought that you were, I don't know, that was like a Game of Thrones sort of reference.
It's whatever you want it to be. No spoilers.
I mean, it's not like I went in that direction. Because this is all free verse because I finished it in that corner. 2 minutes before the show started. Okay.
It's good.
So free verse, which means...
Doesn't rhyme.
Yeah. Because that's hard.
I don't know. Jesse Jones, messy throw. It's pretty easy.
That's true. You nailed it.
All right, go ahead. Sorry.
Gas station nightmare. No choice. Speckled with with flakes, red, gold, tan. Which came from where? Which came when? The sink doesn't work. Then why is everything wet? Crudely carved obscenities. No, fuck you. I'm here to see them, though. Can I still call Jill for a good time? Whose mother is she now? Grandmother? When you proudly proclaimed your greatness, Mike, did you know an arrow would be added identifying you as a faggot? Have you been back to read this news, Mike? Is it true, Mike? Fuck me? Yeah, you're right. I didn't even hover. Fuck me.
Mm. That was Write an Angry Poem About It. That was the fourth category of our five-category show, which brings us to the fifth category of our fifth-category show. It's the last category. This next segment's called Location, Location, Location. You guys all run businesses in shitty locations. Make us want to come to them. Bill Wallace, you run a brothel out of the Vatican. Okay.
Just let me apologize up front for...
Oh, boy.
Okay. I technically did, so... Hello, and welcome to the Vatican Cat House. The year is 2247, and this papal monstrosity is brought to you by Red Bull! That's right. We the people have evolved mentally enough to overcome the differences that we had that were almost entirely caused by organized religion and agree on the velvety smooth taste of Red Bull Classic. Speaking of velvety smooth, come fuck your cares away with Veronica. She'll have you spewing white smoke out your chimney, if you know what I mean.
Jesus Christ.
Perhaps... not even halfway. Perhaps you're into something a little more devious. Why not try our bondage room, where altar boys will administer your ball gag before the voice of God on earth rocks your freaking world? By kicking you repeatedly in the balls and or vagina, we don't discriminate, finally.
All right.
Can I finish, or?
Yeah, you're
okay, more, cool.
Yeah. I'm feigning.
That's the worst of it, it's over.
I have a job to keep.
Okay. Two adventures for your taste? Try masturbating. This is the motherfucking Vatican Cat House. No punk bitches allowed. Bring an empty can of Red Bull Classic at the door to get 5% off. Every Tuesday and Thursday, payments include 10% of your annual income and can only be paid in small wicker baskets. You don't have to pay technically, but people will totally look at you like they're better than you if you don't, self-righteous fucks. Red Bull and nothing else, including baptism or accepting Jesus into your heart as your Lord and Savior, gives you wings!
Very good, Bill. Bill Wallace. Thanks for causing JoJo to scare everybody. I appreciate that. AKA laughter. Jacqueline, you sell filthy white orphans out of the back of your truck in Detroit.
Well, for this, I acquired the most inexpensive ad space available in a local Detroit newspaper, and it reads as follows. Mobile adoption agency, low-maintenance orphans. We'll accept cash, electronics, and cleaner, more ethnic children. I had to pay per character, and that's why it's so short.
Okay.
I am ill-prepared. Thank you very much.
Jacqueline Wyan. Jesse Jones, bring us home with this last one. You teach martial arts in a town entirely occupied by ninjas.
Yeah. Have you tried every other frickin' dojo in town? Only to be told that your bloodline carries shame, which can never be cleansed to some such. Are you tired of never knowing who you're honor-bound to destroy in order to advance through the endless hierarchy of your ancient clan? In a city full as shit of master assassins prowling unseen and unheard through streets that are somehow 95% shrouded in shadow. Finding the right self-defense program for you is crucial. And that's where Sensei Gary Davidson comes in. Come on down to Gary Davidson's Tire Care Center and discount Dojo Arium. Gary's traveled to all the highest, most ridiculously inaccessible mountaintop monasteries in all the frickin' world. just so you don't have to. He'll teach you whatever. Bojuka? Nindo Kai? Kajukenbo? Gary knows all that shit. And if he deems you worthy, he might even teach you a couple of Byo Ditso moves. Never heard of it? Not a surprise. Gary's one of only three guys in the world who's ever been taught its ancient secrets. Gonna be two next week after Gary avenges his master's memory. Because that Dick Kogu had to go and fuck shit up for everybody about some frickin' prophecy or something. So come on down to Gary Davidson's Tire Care Center and Discount Dojo Arium. Come in for the tire rotation and brake special and learn how to kill a man with ruthless efficiency while you wait.
Ladies and gentlemen, that has been the first episode of Stab Tonight. One more time for all the comedians, all Bill Wallace, Jacqueline Wyand, and Jesse Jones. Thank you guys for coming. If you'd like to hear more Stab, you just go to one of our many online outlets, the primary being stabforgold.com, stabforgold.com. Or you can check us out at Stab Show on Twitter, SoundCloud, or if you'd like to put a face to the voice, head on over to YouTube and watch your favorite people with your eyes. This edition of Stab was recorded and produced at Luna's Cafe in Sacramento, California. Our recording was not engineered by anybody, but it's usually by Dan Herrera and TBP Studios. We're not done yet. All voiceover work was done by the Women's Gift to God, John Alston. Look him up. All of our social media was handled by the WWF. Wardrobes were provided by shallots and a little bit of garlic. And lodging for all the guests of Stab was provided by Google Earth. Thank you for listening. Good evening. And we're going to start the next show right now. Yeah, guys, thank you.